Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki Balancing Form and Essence. Today I have the pleasure of interviewing Ursula Schneider. She is a master from very North Germany. She lives in Flensburg, which is right on the border of Denmark. I had the pleasure to be with her just a few weeks ago. And when she told me about the work that she was planning on doing now that she's retired, I was very excited and wanted her to share this with you. We're going to start first, of course, with her Reiki story. Ursula, thank you very much for being on the show and welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much too. Yes, here's Ursula Schneider from Flensburg in Germany. And I want to tell you my story of the gift receiving Reiki.
Wonderful.
It was in the year 1993. I was a school teacher and I was divorced. And I was often ill and out of balance. And I learned autogenous training by a doctor. But it didn't help often, and I wasn't content with my life. But then I got to know from a friend of mine that she got a Reiki treatment by a therapist, or I don't know what kind of person it was, not a master, not a Reiki master. And she asked me to come with her to get a Reiki treatment. Oh yes, I was a little bit nervous. I had no idea what could happen, but we were on a trip about 1 hour, and then we came to a little village and at the Northern Sea coast. Yes, and when I lay down on the for the Reiki treatment, and the woman put her hands on my body, I was, after such moments, so relaxed that I feel, oh, this is very, very good. This is excellent and wonderful. Yes, and after the treatment, I felt there is something new for me, and I want to receive it as often as possible. But there is a long distance between the woman and my home, and it costs money. And I asked her, yes, I will come, but I haven't so often the time. And then she told me, oh, it is possible that you can learn it. Okay. I was so, I couldn't believe it. How is it possible to learn this? And she told me that it is necessary to meet a class with Reiki, with a Reiki master. Yes, and she gave me the telephone number of a Reiki master in Hamburg. And at the same evening, at same night, I back in my home, I called her. It was Ukanta in Hamburg, a Reiki master. Yes, and I asked her when it is possible to go to a Reiki class of her. And she told me, oh, I will come to Flensburg the next weekend. It was one day after the other, then it was Friday. And you can, there is a place free for you and you can come.
Oh, wonderful.
And I told her, yes, I will come. But I was very exciting and I spoke with nobody about what I will do, and my children didn't know where I'm going this week, this weekend, what it is going on with me.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And how long ago was this?
The class was 1 weekend.
Yes, but how long ago? Like what year was it?
Then, when I came back from the Reiki class, I told my children what happened with me and what I'm possible to do now and what is Reiki. And my daughter was so interesting in Reiki. She was asking for Reiki treatment so often, so that I decided to send her to the Reiki class to Utkanta 2 months later. And she received, I was in March and she in May, she was in a Reiki class.
Uh-huh. How old was she then?
16 years old.
16. And how long ago was it? Like in
1993.
Oh, wow. That was a while ago.
Yes.
So,
and my son, he began to study and he wasn't so often at home. And he was a little, what is going on with mother and my sister and what they are doing? And he didn't agree immediately that we to receive a Reiki treatment.
Right.
he had some doubt about it. But then, at the end of the year, he wanted to receive Reiki by his mother and his sister. And then he decided, I want to have this gift of Reiki too. And so he went in January 1994 to a Reiki class, also to the Reiki master Utkanta from Hamburg. So he received Reiki 1, 2.
So then your whole family had Reiki?
Yes, we three.
Uh-huh. And were you able to find time to treat each other then?
Yes, we did it. And we treated my mother when she couldn't move, she couldn't move only with pain.
Uh-huh.
And we treated her at Christmas and she was... Yeah, it was so exciting because after the treatment, she had no pain. And it was a wonderful experience. She laying down on the table, on the Reiki table, and with her daughter and her two grandchildren hands on her.
Uh-huh.
It was wonderful for her.
Wonderful.
Yes, and I received Reiki 2 in 94, and my daughter, I don't know, I think Reiki 2, 95 or 96. Yes, but my son only is in Reiki 1, but he is looking for a Reiki master for Reiki 2 now.
Now?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. And it is interesting that my daughter, that the life of my daughter changed in a new way of living. She was an artist, she painted, she plays music, the piano, the violin, she played in an orchestra, and she wanted to study music. And but I think with Ricky, she changed her mind, and she studied medicine. And yes, and when she started to study medicine, she told me, "Mother, in the future, we will work together." Yes.
Wow.
And my way after Reiki 2 was that I went to Gersfeld, Germany, to a German Reiki meeting. And at this time, you were in Gersfeld too.
Mm-hmm.
And I met you there, my dear Phyllis Sensei. And yes, and when I met you and saw you, I had the feeling of coming home. And I, for me, it became clear that when I will go the next step with Reiki, I would like to go these steps with Phyllis Furumoto Sensei.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, after the meeting in Gersfeld, I went to Wettenbostel, where you were. There was another seminar, I don't know where, and I had only, with my question, and I had only the question to ask you if it is possible to become your student. And you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in contact with you, and we wrote letters. It was without emails in this time. I wrote letters to Australia and so on. Yes, it was.
it was much more slow.
Yes.
In those days, because we didn't have email. So there's a part of that I really miss.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wonderful.
And then there was the biggest challenge in my life, because, you know, I was a school teacher.
Yes.
At this time. And yes, and you told me that that I'm prepared to become a master, but I have to come to USA, to Idaho, to your new home in 96.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and it was not in my holidays.
Oh.
It was during my my teaching, my class. And it was class number one, the beginner of the school, and they were only 4 weeks at school, and then I had to go. And my headmaster told me, "Oh, you have to ask to speak and to ask the head of the headmaster. I don't know what is the name in English." The biggest chief in my of our school, and I had to speak with the parents of my pupils and with the headmaster. I had to speak with many important persons, I think. So
that is incredible. I didn't know all that.
Yes, you didn't know it.
But amazing.
You only told me when the time is right, and if when you will be a master, it must be possible that you will come. So, and it was necessary for me to found a teacher who will teach my my class during the 2 weeks of my travel.
Right.
Yes, this was the first big step to get this happy and to go on the trip. And it was my first trip to USA. Yes, and I will never forget. I had to go to Spokane in Idaho to the airport,
right.
And I arrived at midnight, and I was alone. And you told me there will be a hotel, and I will have a room there. And the next day, I think about 11 o'clock or so after breakfast, there will come someone to pick me up. But I had no more information. I didn't know, I only know Ramadan at the airport. And when I was in Seattle, then I received a phone call from the hotel, and they told me, yes, we are ready, we are waiting for you. And then it was the last flight when I came to Spokane, and there was no foreign people, only some American people. And I had the idea I had to go by car to the hotel.
Right.
And so I'm looking for a taxi, but I couldn't find anything. And it was very, very strange and difficult for me to find this hotel. Yes, this was the next step. Coming at midnight to an airport in Spokane in USA. Yes, but I managed it, and the next day we met us. And then there was the preparation, and yes, and I received the biggest gift in my life during these days. It is difficult to explain with words what Reiki really is for me.
Uh-huh.
It is more than a gift. It is, the most important thing in my life now and during the last years. Yes, and then I was a master. It was, I'm not able to explain it with words what happened in these moments, become a master. And I was initiated too with an English woman coming from Wales, Sue Carter. I remember.
Yes.
Yes, and it was an interesting time with her. And there was also Elvira von Schweiz, from Switzerland.
Yes.
Yes, we three were your students.
Mm-hmm.
I learned much.
Great.
Yes, and then when I came back, I had to tell the teachers and the headmaster of my experience and what is Reiki. They are very interesting in these things because I wasn't at school, and so I had to speak to them about my experience. But, yes, and then I started my classes and my treatments. Yes, it was a wonderful time.
That's wonderful. It sounded like a great adventure.
Yes, it was. But then I think about 2005 or 6, we were a group coming together once a week to treat each other.
Uh-huh.
Then... I was a school teacher, and then it was too much work for me at school, and there were My life changed with Reiki, and there was a big change in my school teaching. The biggest lesson I learned from you was you told me, don't judge. And you know, as a teacher, has to judge. And this was sometimes a conflict in me. And I think my school teaching changed. I was with young pupil, and I gave them Reiki when they have pain, and I couldn't only accept the positive learning, and sometimes I looked at the abilities and no longer when they are doing mistakes. And so my teaching changed very much. And I think I taught with much success. My pupils were more successful.
Oh, interesting. How old were the pupils that you were teaching at that time? I've forgotten.
I don't understand.
How old were your students?
My students were 6 years to 10 years.
Oh, very young.
Very young.
Wonderful.
And they came to me when they had a headache or with a stomach pain, and I put my hands on them, and so the our relationship were very near, and some parents couldn't understand it, and they were I don't know the English word, eifersüchtig, jealous.
Jealous, yes.
Yeah, they were jealous.
Envious, I think.
Yes, yeah. I think so. And from that that part, it was not so easy to teach them the Reiki in the school system of Germany.
Right.
There were many of conflicts with some colleagues.
Yes.
Because my pupils were very successful in many in sport, in some tests which were in different in the same at the same level, my students were often the best because I told them you are good, and I looked at
their potential. Right.
Yes.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yes, but it wasn't easy. And
it wasn't easy. No, I can imagine.
And therefore I decided to stop with Reiki because I during the last 4 years of my teaching, from 2006 to 2010, I had the speaker of the parents was a lawyer, and he was in Freemason. And he knows that I am a Reiki master.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, I had the feeling that he was looking that I'm doing a mistake and to put me out of school.
Oh.
It wasn't easy, not so easy. But with Reiki, I treated me every day. It is, since I got in Reiki, or I every day my treatment, and I was strong with this, and I was prepared when I had to speak with them, with the parents, and but I need all my energy for the last 4 years for my teaching.
Uh-huh.
And yes, and then. And I got a little, I became a little ill with my bones too. And then, but with 2010, I was retired.
Uh-huh.
But not normally. And so I became free.
So you were retired because of your illness in your bones? What's
no,
the...
No. I didn't miss school. I went to school every day.
Right.
I treated me with Reiki. I had a little pain, but it was okay.
Oh, okay. But you retired.
Retired. By now, I'm retired normally, not by illness. No.
That was not. Okay. Just way. Wanted to be clear.
Yes.
All right.
This was not my way. I was 63 in May, and then it was possible to give up my school teaching in August 2010.
Uh-huh.
It was normally in Germany.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yep.
So now, what are your plans for your next life, not a school teacher?
Yes. The first year I had only, to get in my, to become more healthy,
uh-huh.
In balance, and I had to sleep much.
I can imagine.
And now, yes, I don't know exactly what will be, but one thing is clear. My daughter will, at this time, she is working in a hospital, and since January 2013, as the next January, she will have her own practice as a doctor of medicine.
Right.
And she is a doctor of medicine for nose, ears, and throat. I don't know.
Yes.
The part of the mouth.
Yes.
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 And she learned another part of healing, natural healing, which is accepted by the school medicine in Germany more and more. And then she spoke to other medicine doctors in Germany last April of Reiki.
Uh-huh.
And that she will include Reiki in her practice,
uh-huh.
and that her mother will help her. Yes, and
wonderful.
Yes, and other medicine doctors told her that they had already experiences with Reiki masters. When they couldn't help a client, they asked for a Reiki master.
Wow.
And so I think this will be, one part of my new life.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I began to treat people more. My friend came, and I don't know when will be my next class. I don't know, but I think I'm open for it, and it will happen. I think so. Perhaps it will be in Chile, because my student, one of my students, Carolina, she is coming from Chile, and she lived 8 years in Germany, and I initiated her, and she moved back to Chile last year. And she asked me for coming to Chile and initiate her friend and perhaps her mother and so on. Perhaps it is possible to initiate friends of my son who is living in Chile too. Yes, it was perhaps it is another possibility.
That's amazing. So your children, who have had Reiki for many years now, are really leading you into your next steps of your own path in Reiki. That's yes. So beautiful.
Yes, yes. And it was my son who pushed me to go to Spain. I was in Chile and I read your email that there will be master candidate preparing to become a master, and the master candidates came from Russia, and there was a place free for other masters who were interesting in this, and I read it and I said, oh yes, I would like to see my dear master Phyllis Le Furumoto Sensei, and yes, it would be a possibility. And yes, and my son said, mother, go, it will be good for you. And therefore I wrote an email to you and decided to come to Spain in May 21. And
right.
It was a wonderful experience. It was, yes, I'm coming home again. And
right,
yes.
Right. Well, you know, for the listeners, I'd like to just explain a little bit about this. I had several master candidates who were from Russia. They've been studying with me for many years, many, many years, some of them, and it was time for them to be initiated. And we couldn't find a place in Russia that we all agreed upon. So one of the group decided that she would look up different other places in Europe. So we ended up in Spain in a little village called Jimena de la Frontera, a place where I visited many, many times in the past 20 years and done lots of Reiki groups there. It's very interesting. And there's a dear friends of mine who have a really wonderful Reiki community there. So it was really interesting to go there. Everybody speaking Spanish, my group speaking Russian, and Ursula. And so on the first day that we were together, I asked Ursula if she felt strange to be there in the middle of these Russian-speaking people, in the middle of a Spanish-speaking country. And it felt like her whole life sort of came together. Ursula, do you want to tell your story about your connection with Russia?
Yes, yes, I can, I'm able to tell it, I think so. Yes, after becoming a master of Reiki, yes, my life changed and I had to become clear of relationships and to master my life and to know where I have blockades?
Yes, blockages.
Blocks in my spirit, and yeah, to heal my body, my mind and my spirit and bring all together. And during this time, I only met once a man, at the airport, only one, Phil Morgan. His name is Phil Morgan, and I didn't know what he did more than Reiki. I only knew that he was a Reiki master initiated by U2, by Phyllis Fehrle-Motor. And then I dreamt of this man, and in the morning I thought, why? And I don't understand this. And I was preparing my next travel to Idaho for an meeting of Reiki Masters, I think, or an Aikido workshop. I don't know exactly. And I couldn't understand why I dreamt of this man. And then I dreamt once more of him. And then it became clear for me that I had to meet him. And so I wrote an email to him, and I told him that I will travel to USA, and I told him the time, and I told him that I think it is necessary to meet him. And he wrote again an email and told me why. And I wrote again, I don't know why. I only had the feeling it is necessary for me. And then in the next email, he told me that he is doing soul retrieval, and he explained to me a little bit about this.
So, excuse me, I just want to say that this is soul retrieval. And Phil Morgan works as a shaman as well as a Reiki master. Go ahead.
Yes, and he was, and what a miracle! At the time when I was in Idaho, he was in Spokane too, and it was possible to meet him and to have a shamanic work with him. And during this shamanic work, he told me that I was during my last life a Russian farmer, and I lived at the border to Germany, and I was the head of the little village there. I was married and had 3 children, and then the Second World War began. But I told the people not to be afraid. There will be happen nothing with them, with us, and so on. But in one night, the German people came, and the German soldiers came, and they killed me and my whole family and the whole village. And Phil Morgan spoke that with this experience, I lost a part of my soul, and he brought it back, and it was a kind of healing. And he told me, therefore, I decided for my next life to become a German, and to understand why German people killed Russian people, or to understand the Second World War, why people are killing other people. Yes, and so I was born in 1947. And my father was a soldier in the Second World War, and he was in Russia, and he killed people, and it was a big conflict in with me and my father during my life. I asked him, for example, the question, how many people did you kill? And he told me, I don't know, it was a question, he or me. He was very young when the Second World War began, and I understood more and more that he wasn't unable not to be a soldier, that it was his job in this life.
Uh-huh.
And he was already dead at this time when I do this Germanic work. I think it was he killed me in my last life, because as a child I had often I was full of fear and often ran away, and had and my father beat me often.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't see blood on my body, and as it was a very very difficult, but thanks God and thanks Reiki and all that I came into a place of peace with him, and I could forgive him, and I felt his love for me during his process of dying. And he died in my arms with love and peace, and I'm very happy of this change.
That is a beautiful story.
Yes, and so Reiki brought me to Phil Morgan to heal this part and to understand my relationship to my father. And yes, and that, but it is amazing, because when I was a child and during my when I was young, and perhaps with 14 or 15 years old, then I read all the books of Dostoevsky, the Russian famous writer.
Right.
And my favorite composer of music is Tchaikovsky. I like his music very much. So, and I feel very close to the culture of Russian. I do understand it now. And therefore, when I was with the Russian master candidates and with the Reiki masters of Russian, yes, I felt coming home, and I felt so happy with them, and I didn't feel being strange there. And yes, and I like the 2 weeks, and it was a great and healing experience for me, the 2 weeks in Spain, and I'm very grateful of this. So,
that's a beautiful and wonderful story. Thank you for sharing it. So touching.
And now I'm in contact, especially with a young Russian family from St. Petersburg, Angie, Masha, and Sergei.
Yes.
Writing emails, and they're sending me photos, and I have the feeling and the wish to travel to them, and I will invite them to come to me.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, I would like it. Yes.
That's beautiful. Well, Ursula, your Reiki story is just amazing.
Yeah.
You have taken Reiki into your own personal life and used it for so much deep healing. It's really inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to it.
Oh, it's beautiful. It was wonderful. And it seems that, you know, your daughter and your son really support you and embrace Reiki without any borders, you know, without any fear of people creating some distance or separation from them. And I find that that is because you've modeled that yourself in taking Reiki into your school room and with your students and so on, and in your own life. And that's a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for saying this for me. Yes.
Oh, it's obvious. It's really obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have a couple of questions for you to go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about your work with your daughter, who's, I don't know what we call them. Here we call them eye, ear, nose, throat
mm-hmm.
Doctors. You said that there were certain conditions that you found really receptive to Reiki and that you've treated some people. Maybe have you treated patients of hers that she wasn't able to help, or but there are some treatments that I wanted you to share, if that's possible.
Not from her patients,
uh-huh.
but other people.
Oh, other doctors.
With my pupil at school, when there was blood in the nose, it is
so easy to stop
the Reiki. And I treated sometimes and several times persons who had the illness. I don't know the English word, tinnitus. They are hearing a noise in the ears.
Right, tinnitus. Right. I can't pronounce it in English. So you're pretty close, but it's this ringing in the ears constantly, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, very irritating.
Mm. And it is possible you can change it with Reiki. It stopped with Reiki.
Wow.
It is my experience. And in this, therefore, I will help my daughter. And my daughter knows that it is possible with Reiki to stop tinnitus.
Uh-huh. And other conditions, I would think.
Yes.
Yes. So, does she... Well, that's a question not for you. And then I was wondering... I lost my question. I was wondering, in your relationship with your daughter and with the doctors who, and people who have come to you for treatment, do you do long-term treatments? I mean, or does it seem like Reiki works pretty fast in these cases? Or what is your history? What's your experience with that?
I need to treat them 4 times, one day after the other.
Uh-huh.
And then it is necessary to treat them once a week. I don't know, it was, I think one woman was healed after 2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months.
Yes.
Uh-huh, good.
Yes.
That's great.
And after this, I initiated her in Reiki 1.
Uh-huh.
And she treated herself.
Uh-huh. Great.
And this is the best thing that they receive the Reiki class, the Reiki 1 level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at first the experience is with Reiki treatment, yes, of course.
Right, right. Wonderful. Well, that's really helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Well, we're at the end of our time for our talk.
Oh.
I know. Did it go by fast? It went by fast for me.
Yes.
Yes. Ursula, thank you so much. And, you know, Reiki has brought you so much. Is there anything that you would like to say at the end to the listeners about Reiki and, I don't know.
I can only say Reiki is the biggest gift of my life. And I'm so grateful and I'm thankful of receiving Reiki. And yes, and I'm so happy that I met you, Leslie Furumoto Sensei. Yes, and with Reiki, I'm in trust in of life, in trust in God, and I agree in everything that will happen. And yes, and I'm happy, and this is the best thing what could which can happen in a life. To say I'm happy with my life and content with all what is going on in my life. So I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ursula. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, balancing form and essence.